Hey everybody, I'm Nolan.
And I'm Chris.
And you are listening to the Music Jerks podcast. That's welcome correct. Back.
Welcome all.
I say this before like every one of them, but man, we're firing these up.
It's been a couple months since our last one. We took a little hiatus because
We were on safari. We were safarying like nobody's business.
Oh, we safari so hard.
Safari like a motherfucker.
That's right. But we're back. We're back.
We're back.
Yes. And, you know, so if you're new to this, this is a podcast where we talk about music and we drink some craft beers, usually from Niagara. But I feel like we got something a little different this time. So, bartender.
Yes, ma'am.
What are we drinking?
I'm glad you asked. Today's beer offering comes to us from the magical town of Timmins, Ontario.
I don't think I've ever been there.
No, it's delightful.
Good.
Yeah, delightful. I've spent a little time there. And in fact, these were sent to us by a former colleague, a friend.
And a listener. That's most important.
Fan of the show.
He's a listener to the podcast. And we appreciate that.
Yes, my man Robbie.
Shout out Robbie.
Robbie, you're the man. And he sent us some beer. So just heads up, full beard. I know Robbie's not like the biggest beer drinker, but you should still send him all the beer.
Send him beer, full beard. And, send him full beer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so send Robbie beer and send us some too. We're excited to try it, actually. So I actually have the Drop Beer IPA.
Yeah, I got the 5 o'clock Shadow Pale Ale, and we're going to wrap these guys in some cozies that you can grab on our website. $5. If you're a music jerk, beer jerk, seltzer water jerk, whatever kind of jerk you are.
Just a jerk.
It's a good jerk cozy for you. So right. Now we're going to drink some beers.
Full beard. Timmins.
Thanks, cheers. Robbie. Oh, shit, mine's a little foamy.
Oh, that's delicious. Oh,
that is good. Hey, yeah. It's good.
There was never any doubt, Full Beard Brewing Company. Don't worry.
We had all the faith.
We knew it was going to be great.
It's a comforting beer. Is that a good segue?
Comes from Timmins. Timmins is actually the first place I ever saw a moose.
I don't know what to do with that. Yeah, I've seen moose, I think, maybe in Algonquin or random times up north. And,
yeah. I lived in Thunder Bay many, many moons, and it wasn't until I was in Timmins that I saw one. In the wee early morning hours, so a big old swamp donkey running down the road.
Didn't know that's where the swamp donkey was.
That's it. Wow. That's it. Anyway, yeah.
So okay, well, that's
also sorry. It even because it was Robbie, who's a former colleague of mine. Just you know, big shout out to all the paramedics and the emergency workers in general.
Yeah, huge shout out to them. And if you are assholes that don't respect them, then don't watch this. Don't listen to this. Don't pay attention to us because you're a bad person.
That's right.
Is that a weird thing to say on a podcast? I don't care. Nah. It's my podcast. So we're going in a different direction now. Today's topic. This is one that I've been thinking about for a little while because I've been trying to get back into listening to full albums as opposed to just playlists. But I've been thinking a lot about comfort albums. And I think everybody has them. And what I mean by that is the albums that you can always go back to and they're very familiar and they're either calming or soothing or they put you in a better mood. For me, I know I have certain albums that are good for my higher anxiety days because I have pretty major anxiety.
Since
and
when?
So, you know, sometimes when I'm in my panic attack modes, I can't deal with anything. So I go to my familiar bands, my familiar albums, and it helps. And you know, I think everybody has them, so we decided to talk about that today.
It's like comfort food, right?
Yeah, it's like comfort food, comfort blanket. You know, it's
comfort food for your ears.
Oh, my ears are so hungry for comfort food.
Yeah.
So we put it out there and we asked people on our Instagram, and I also went to my personal Facebook. That's right, I'm old and I still have that. You youngins probably don't, but just to see what everybody else was, and I was really, I don't know if the word is excited, but it was cool to see how many people had very vastly different types of comfort music, because it's not all, like, I wasn't looking for, you know, the happy songs, because not all comfort music has to be happy. True. And, you know, people were, I figured more people would be listing more soothing kind of things, but everybody has very different ways of getting their comfort. So that was cool. We're going to go through a few of those. So to start with some of mine, which I think aren't your average comfort styles. I mentioned this one, I think, on Instagram a few weeks ago, that one of my comfort albums is actually Coral Fang by the Distillers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's not a soothing album by any goddamn means. It's fairly upbeat and, you know, I get a lot of girly rock energy from Brody Dahl, and that helps me feel better. And it's one that I can listen to over and over, front to back, every day if I need to. And it's very comforting to me.
Well, I was going to say, it's...
Go back and forth here or whatever.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's interesting about that. Like, we don't, for as much musical taste that we have in common, that's like a record that I never really listened to. I don't listen to the Distillers. We saw them live and they were great.
We did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're fantastic, but it's never a record that I put on, which is...
Well, it's funny because I feel like we do have a lot of the same music tastes, but a lot of... you also kind of veer more towards some of the more folky singer-songwriter, even poppy, in the ways that I kind of go like... I think I was heavier before we became a thing. So, I mean, I still do, because like most of the things on my list are... heavier. Like, I've got obviously Deftones is one of my favorite albums, but Diamond Eyes would be one of my comfort albums, even though my favorite album is probably Around the Fur. Diamond Eyes reminds me of walking Daisy, may she rest in peace, our dog, in High Park, 4 hours, because I used to live across the street in Toronto, and I listened to Diamond Eyes on repeat. So that's, it takes me back to that, which is a comforting thing. So
cool.
Not a mellow album by any means, but also not their heaviest. Mm-hmm. I think
the main one that would be on my list would be, I mean, it's probably on a lot of people's list, but would be Radiohead's OK Computer.
Absolutely, yeah.
Not a particularly upbeat record, but it's got like
it's
some
complex.
It's got some upbeat tunes.
Yeah, it go with OK Computer, I find in all radio albums probably, it's a whole range of emotions from song to song and even within the same song, right? So there's a lot of feelings that can happen in one Radiohead album, which is great. Yeah. That's a comforting thing, you know?
I think they could, like...
You feel some feelings.
I think you could purposely put, like, Paranoid Android in there as that song. That's, like, in itself is, like, a wide range of, like, ups, downs, and
100%.
Angry, and then sad, and...
Yeah.
I think that one probably is a big one.
That's
I just
one
love
of
the...
Mine.
I love that it starts out with... like Airbag, this crazy, great little guitar octave thing. Mm-hmm. And then closes out with The Tourist, I think it is, on that one. Yeah.
So bad with
I think
the
it's The Tourist.
Track listing.
Yeah, which is just a great goddamn tune. Yeah, but
yeah,
it's just
totally.
Like one of those things where, like, I think it's been, well, like, what is it now, 25 years or something for OK Computer? So it's been, you know, it's been around for a good... bulk of my life, and I always seem to go back
to
it. And
I feel that way.
It never lets me down. I'm never like switch this shit off. I'm always like, all right, I can listen to this all the way through.
You're
there's no skips
in.
For me.
Yeah, and I think OK Computer is on my list, but I think for me, even more than OK Computer, as far as comfort albums go, for me was In Rainbows. And again, it's not like it's more of a favorite than OK Computer. It's just for some reason, In Rainbows did become front to back. One of those comfort albums for me, and I do put it on, especially for some reason, on vinyl.
Yeah.
I like listening to it front to back, and I'm never disappointed, and I never want to skip anything, and I'm always very happy to hear it. But OK Computer is there too, so it's, you know, Radiohead, I guess, in general, are a comfort band for me, I think. So,
And I think they evolve over the years, but like still have that... I think probably is working with the same producer all the time.
That
there's
helps.
Never any like there's never any record to record where you're like, oh, man, they should go back to
like
this guy because this new sound is shit and the producer really fucked them. So
they are one of the only bands that I think evolve in a way that their fans don't get mad at.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like Radiohead fans are Radiohead fans. With every album release, whereas other bands, if you change your sound even slightly, it's like screw you, go back to the old stuff. And
yeah, I think the only thing you hear now is like go back to guitar driven stuff for them.
Mm-hmm.
But But you know, they just put out the Smile record, and that's,
and
like,
that's great.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. pretty guitar driven too. So
yep.
Yeah, I think that's one.
What else you got?
For me, so there's a band that I've loved since I first heard them. They're called Gomez, not Selena Gomez, which is what will come up if you Google Gomez.
Don't
usually
do it.
But it's Gomez. Their first two records, the first one is called Bring It On, and it's just like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's probably the strangest record that I had listened to in my, I don't want to say youth, but it's not like it's that youthful. It was, came out, I think it was also 20 years or 25 or something like that, but
everything we did.
Yeah. But, it's a very complex record, and it's got like bits of reggae. It's got folk, it's got pop, it's got like just very, it's a, if you heard this band, you'd think they were a blues band from the States,
yeah,
but they're from the UK.
Yeah.
And, man, they're just so good. Yeah, they've got like four lead singers, and I think the drummer may even sing too, so maybe it's five. I don't know. But that one is really great. It's called Bring It On.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great track called Love Is Better Than a Warm Trombone, which is just great. And then their second record, the first one they won the Mercury Prize for, by the way. Also, Radiohead also has won Mercury Prize, by the way. Anyway, yeah, that's one. Their second record called Liquid Skin is also fantastic. It's almost like a carry on of that record. Just such a really, just a really complex couple of records. And, same thing. I think I've just always gone back to them. Mm-hmm. I've never skipped any of the songs.
So they're just, like a comfort band.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and again, but they are also one of those bands that like, they, unlike Radiohead, did switch their sound a little bit up, and all good, but I think they lost some fans along the way, and
happens.
You know, it happens.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Another band I think you might agree with, maybe. I know that we're both fans of this band. I don't know if they're your comfort band, but for me, Stone Temple Pilots' Purple album, which, again, a lot of these are favorite albums as well as comfort albums, because sometimes they intersect, but Purple to me is, I don't know, it's just one of the most important albums, I feel like, because I think it came out at a time when I was young enough that it was like new and exciting, and then I've never tired of that album, like from the first opening of Meatplow, right? It just, it gets you, and I love the whole album, even though some of the songs eventually became singles and were overdone. Now there enough time has passed, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in grade 6, I learned to play it on the keyboard, and I do not play keyboard, and I don't know, it's one of those albums that is very like familiar to me, like, you know, the back of my hand.
Yeah, I would say that would be up there. I think that record in particular, I always love, that's like, to me, that is like a massive progression from record 1 to 2.
Yeah, for sure.
And I love the fact that the first record was very like, oh, they sound like Pearl Jam. Yeah, they're just the fucking grunge band.
Oh, no, they were not.
And everyone shit on them. And then that second record was like, God damn, these guys can write like melodies. Yeah. And the DeLeo brothers are fucking great.
They're rock
artists.
Stars. It's just a rock
star.
Yeah,
Scott
band.
Really came out. Obviously, and came Scott. Out and killed it.
Yep. You can't beat Scott.
I think the only other band I would put in that change, in like that massive swing from 1 to 2, is probably, which would be another one of my comfort records, is Blind Melon. So first record I love, but it's got that very straight, just hippie vibe of like hippie time rock and roll. You know,
which
it's got the Beat Girls and stuff like that. But the second record,
they dialed into some country.
Yeah, they kind of went everywhere, and I thought that was just such an incredible leap to trust that your fans are going to come with you, I guess. Yeah. And if they don't, then I guess fuck them and you just get some new ones. And,
for sure. Yeah. I feel like Blind Melon is one of those bands that is truly genreless, because they're like, people just think of them as being a grunge band because it was around that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of the hijinks of a grunge band, and then, you know, Shannon's death and the drugs and everything like that. But
So Blind Melon Soup.
Like, country.
Yeah.
There are country songs. There are blues songs. There are rock songs. It's like, it's everything, but done in I don't know, such a good way. So, Blind Melon.
Great evolution.
I need a Blind Melon shirt.
They don't make very good ones.
Nah, I hate that.
Yeah.
I guess speaking of shirts, this is later on my list, but one of my comfort bands is The Kills. For this one, I tried to figure out which album would be my comfort album, but the truth is that I like to... I have, like, my Kills playlist where it's my favorite songs by them that I add and remove songs constantly, or I just put the whole thing on shuffle because I find a lot of it to be my comfort songs. And they're a newer one than everything else I've mentioned for me because I've only been a fan for the past, eight, 9 years, I guess. Yeah. Which is not much considering the other bands that I was talking about. But, yeah, I guess I...
It's all right. Newer bands can always find you.
Yeah, and I think I need more of that to call my comfort bands. Yeah. I need a little newness. But if we're going back to the old stuff, which, you know, I do. I love my 90s. Another comfort band for me is Alice in Chains.
Okay.
I was also going to pick a specific album, and I probably could. It's just I feel like there are very specific songs from each album that became my go-to as far as comfort songs. So Alice in Chains is just a comfort band for sure. You throw them on and I feel better. That's fair. Like I'm on, you know, familiar territory that I want to be in. So
that works. I think a couple more. One of mine is actually a Tragically Hip record. It's weird because I feel like, I don't know, it's shouldn't be the one that hits me the best or the most or the strongest, but it's Phantom Power, which is the one with Poets, Vapor Trails, Life is at Hand for the Traveling Band.
I think those are also some of your favorite to play.
Yeah,
and
they're just great tunes.
Which is, I think, part of it too, the Fireworks, ones that you enjoy singing.
And, yeah.
Put
it on the car and you're off and running.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think the Hip, I mean, pretty much most of their records could be that way.
Yeah.
But I think it's a lot of, like, especially with the Hip, it feels like they've always been around, you know? So I think that's kind of like that feeling of an old friend, I guess, as a record or as a band, you know, that's always just around. And you're always going to hear them on the radio, and invariably you're always going to hear them at a get-together. Yep. Or, unless you're, you know, with a bunch of people that shit on the Hip, and there are
and
a lot of those.
But
screw those people. They don't know shit from shit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're getting ugly here.
I mean,
my album list is gone. I just have
I would say, I mean, I think I'd probably throw out, probably for both of us, the Weezer records, one and two.
Oh, see, it's funny.
Yours is the Blue album, I think, but.
For me, it's the Blue album. I love Pinkerton.
Yeah.
And I like the Green album, too. But the Blue album, to me, it makes me think that I should be on a road trip because I can happily sing every song from the very beginning, which I believe is My Name is Jonas. Doesn't start with that.
Yep.
Through the whole album. That is a great traveling album because they're all great to just sing along, lighthearted. You know, it's...
Yeah.
That is a great album. Yes, I do love Pinkerton, though, but for me, Pinkerton is more complex and less comforty.
Yeah.
If comforty was a word,
yeah,
then that's... Yeah. So for me, Blue album, but yeah, for sure Pinkerton.
The Frames is a band from Ireland that I love. Same thing. Mm-hmm. Very comforting. Something about Glenn Hansard's voice.
For sure.
He can lull
you into anything.
If you don't know The Frames, you might know him by himself, some of his work. You probably know The Swell Seasons, Falling Slowly from One soundtrack. I'm sure it's played at dentist office everywhere.
Because it's comforting. While you're getting dental.
That's right, yeah. Another couple of random ones I just throw out. Weirdly, I find the Appetite for Destruction record very comforting.
Oh, yes. I missed so many. Yes, that's one of mine as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a beginning to end.
Yep.
No skip tracks.
No.
That is, and I mean, there's a reason why that record has just sold like a kajillion copies is because it's so goddamn good. Just a brilliant, brilliant record that, you know, has been around since we were kids.
Even for the people that think it's overrated, you're wrong.
Yep.
It's just that
good. It's always one you can go back to, too. You can always find like a new favorite song on
that
record.
That is all part of the comfort record. It's one that you can go back to and it's all familiar, but then you're like, oh, wait, this little part here, you know, it just grabs you in a different way every time as well, which, 100%, that is one. Good call.
And I think there was a time, and I'm sure, well, record companies still love them, but the whole concept of like greatest hits records. That's mm-hmm. a big one.
Greatest hits in general are comfort albums because it is, it's the ones that you know the best that you can sing along.
Yeah. I was trying to think of like what one is like, I think for probably like Tom Petty is like a great one where you can put it on, you can sing every tune and just kind of smack the side of your car door. And
One that I had that I think somebody gave to me, because I was never a huge Aerosmith fan other than the really old stuff, but Aerosmith, Big Ones.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was driving with, shout out Augerman Twins, and we put on Big Ones, and I wasn't really caring about it, but sang along the whole way wherever we were driving, and it was just, you know, it was great.
Yeah.
Everyone was a hit, and I was like, oh yeah, you know what? They do have some great songs, even though I've never cared that much one way or another about Aerosmith, but Big Ones is a very familiar, you know, everybody knows every song on there, so definitely. Yeah, greatest hits albums, yeah, that's exactly what they're for.
Yeah. And then I think I'm trying to think of what would be another one. Like the Cure's Disintegration record, mm-hmm. probably a big one. I don't know, I kind of like you've got, well, I think you asked there. The peeps?
As we're talking, I'm sort of thinking like, okay, what about things that I listened to growing up? And I mean, I do think that Skid Row, I think Slave to the Grind is actually probably a comfort record because I know that will always put me in a good mood. It's probably not one I go back to in full as much.
Yeah.
But I
feel like we probably could figure out that we've probably mentioned Skid Row on every podcast we've done. So,
we have, and I believe I've mentioned my sister, and now this is her mention.
There you go.
Steph, hello. So there you go. Yes, we talk about Skid Row, and have a drink every time they say Skid Row.
That's right.
Yeah. Mention your sister, Stephanie. Could be.
Yeah.
We asked some of our followers, or I asked my Facebook friends, some of their comfort albums, and honestly, so many different answers. So speaking of my sister, she actually said Cuban music, specifically Buena Vista Social Club. That makes her feel relaxed and happy. My cousin said ska. Big D and the Kids Table, Strictly Rude. So ska. I don't think about ska that often. I know that I enjoyed a lot of it when I was younger, but I can't think of anything specific.
It's funny because I work in mental health.
Yeah.
And when I encounter a lot of people that are really depressed and stuff like that, and they use music to like get them out of it, I often suggest ska.
Yeah, well,
because
it makes
there's no
sense.
Way, like, you're never going to be crying listening to ska. And if you are, then you've got some serious fucking depression.
Yeah, then you'll
see a doctor.
You're beyond comfort things.
Yeah.
let's see. We got the Bomb Pops from San Diego, Pop Punk, Frank Turner, mm-hmm. a little shuffle action on Frank Turner. Frank Turner. Simple Minds.
Okay, yeah.
Tiny Music.
Mm hmm.
Adam and Eve by the Catherine Wheel. The Catherine Wheel, I haven't thought about the Catherine Wheel in a while.
It's
so that's
funny you say that. I was just listening to them like a few days ago. I listened to the record with Way Down on it, and because that was the big single with the crazy video of like the plane crash.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm on my way down.
And then we got Nick Drake, which makes sense. I mean, that's more of what I expected from people, like the soothing kind of, you know. Quiet as the New Loud by Kings of Convenience. Mm-hmm. And two people, and I can expect this from both, said Graceland. So Graceland is a great album.
Yeah.
And I could see that being a comfort album for most people if they know it. It is a great album front to back.
Just its placement of You Can Call Me Al on it. It's like probably, I think that's the one. It's on that one, right? Yeah.
I think so. I honestly haven't listened to Graceland in like a decade.
I think anything Paul Simon is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like you got like, there's just like, The Boss is that way, and
Huey Lewis,
Billy Joel. It's funny. Mm-hmm. I was gonna make a whole thing about how I listen to a lot of sports podcasts,
mm-hmm.
And then I was gonna segue into sports from Huey Lewis in the news.
Yeah,
yeah. Hey, Merrick.
Come be on the podcast.
I listen to your podcast all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I think I just like I also like the sound of just talk radio too, which is weird.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, well, I do, and I say that they can be very comforting.
I get that. I like listening to your voice.
Comfort you.
My voice would not comfort anyone.
We're comforting you.
Your voices. You've got a good voice for that. Mm. I have a stupid voice like that.
Right.
What else we got? Tom Petty, Full Moon Fever.
That's on my.
It's like mom's meatloaf with a side of macaroni and cheese. Who said that? Where is that?
Sure.
Chris Lennon. Okay. My Aunt Jenny is a Jack Johnson fan. Dreams. Yeah. See, Jack Johnson is one that I listened to a little bit in high school, but I just... I can't take him anymore.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Can't do it anymore.
Rush.
Yeah, I get it.
Got a little Tony Sly's acoustic stuff. That's Ryan Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms.
Oh, yeah. Any money for nothing.
Brad Hewitt, Iron Sheik.
Hewitt.
Stars, Set Yourself on Fire.
Oh, great record.
More Graceland. And Band on the Run. What else we got?
Band on the Run, eh? Okay.
And then my friend John. Any Radiohead album, which we've already gone over. So we've got three people saying Radiohead is a comfort band. So.
Yeah. I would even like some of our friends, I think, have put out some like relaxing,
Maddie?
Lovely stuff. Yeah, Maddie would be one. Yeah. Maddie Leon.
Nelson.
Check out Maddie's, his whole catalog is really great.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson has a great record out. Yep. Honest Heart Collective. I think I've listened to the shit out of Grief Rites and More
I can't,
Harm.
Yeah. I can't get anything from Grief Rites out of my head, to be honest.
Yeah.
Which is a great sign for anything. Yeah. And that's, you know.
Yeah. Good shit there.
But it's funny because, like, we're talking about comfort albums. I know it was my whole thought on full albums of things. But for me... I find that I also just have a lot of comfort playlists because I do like making a playlist. I'm trying to get out of that and listen to more albums in full, but I just have I have playlists that I can go back to and every song on there is a specific emotional banger for me. And I have a playlist that is just supposed to be songs for right now to check out to help me like get into a band or whatever. And I'm supposed to take songs out of it. I don't.
No.
There's like 20 hours of music and I just keep adding to it because I can't take anything off of it because it's become familiar and comforting to me.
Sounds like my gym playlists, and I have more playlists called gym than I've ever been to the gym.
J-I-M?
No.
He's a good dude.
The game. Yeah, I have a lot of playlists for when I go to the gym and it's clearly not happening anytime soon. So anyway, that said, perhaps we'll throw some of these comforting songs on a playlist for y'all.
We do have a playlist for our podcast.
On Spotify.
Look up From the Straight on Spotify. Also, I'll have a link in whatever this is posted on. But I do try to update the songs with every podcast so you can get a taste of what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
And be sure to subscribe, I guess. I always forget that that's something.
Smash that subscribe
button.
We're
not these people. I don't know. So whatever you're on, we're on all the things. We're on the YouTubes. We're on the Spotify.
Tell a friend.
The Apple Share Music. It. Send messenger pigeons out to people.
Send us beers.
Morse code. Yeah, send us beers and we'll talk about you for a good 5 minutes on
these
here.
These are from Timmins, goddammit.
Timmins.
Woo!
Never been, but I like their beer. This is actually really delicious.
It is really good.
With you, so.
Well, anyway.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yes. We'll catch you in another 6 months for our next podcast where we mention Skid Row.
And my sister.
Beautiful.
Cheers. Cheers to you, sir. Let's go.